The University Commons is the center of campus activity each day, with students hanging out between classes, having lunch, and using their smartphones and laptops for schoolwork and entertainment.
My name's Alyssa. I'm from Milton, Florida. I'm 19, and I'm studying comprehensive marketing and theater.
During her break, Alyssa King was crocheting. She is registered and will be voting in what will be her first presidential election.
I think it's important to vote, you know, so you can have some sort of say in what goes on in our nation. And I think that if you don't vote, you can't really complain about what's going on because you had a chance to have your say, but you didn't put it out there.
King says Hillary Clinton will get her vote in part because Clinton is more aligned with her views on LGBT issues.
I guess I really care about, like, the LGBT's place in our nation and their treatment. So I think whenever there's a politician that has an opinion that's, you know, kind of leaning away from them, it always makes me kind of feel like I don't really want to go towards that kind of politician because it's just important to my personal life.
I'm Brandon Robinson. I am a senior studying communications with a minor in psychology. I am from Pensacola, Florida, and here on campus, I'm involved in quite a few, but my biggest role on campus right now is the director of the Black Student Union.
By this date, Robinson had already voted by absentee. He declined to say who he voted for, but he recently led efforts to hang a large Black Lives Matter sign in the Commons.
Especially with all the different things that have been happening around the world, I think social justice is very important, and continuing diversity for all types of people and welcoming different demographics is very important. So I definitely believe the next president should have a focus on that, because that seems to be the biggest issue that's affecting America. It's just so much crime and tragedies and just social injustice for, like, all types of people, all walks of life.
Having a conversation nearby were biology major Jenkin Hunter and Annie Wallace, who's majoring in exercise science. They identified themselves as a couple and expressed similar concerns about the future.
The economics is really important, I think. Just us trying to get jobs, and, you know, that affects us for our entire life coming up, you know, and it's about to be really important for us.
I think the education system really matters, and I think that they should try to make it cheaper for students and not have so much debt and loan, and so people don't even want to go to college because when they get out, they're not going to have as many jobs, or, you know, it's so expensive they have to pay for their college and stuff, so people don't want to go to college and learn because of that.
When it comes to who they plan to vote for, they're only partly on the same page.
I was planning on voting for Trump because I was voting for the lesser of two evils.
Okay.
Because I think Hillary's terrible.
The one reason that I don't like Hillary Clinton is because I think that she's going to support a lot of the big corporations and big businesses. And I think a lot of times they don't favor us as the people. They just care about money. And so I think that it would be more beneficial for her not to get elected. That's the one reason I don't like her. And then Trump is just, I don't like his views on everything. So
Wallace is giving her support to the Green Party's Jill Stein. According to WhiteHouse.gov, millennials are now the largest, most diverse generation in the U.S., and they could have a significant impact in this year's election. For example, here in Florida, millennials ages 18 to 29 make up 21% of the state's 12.8 million voters. Travis Morency, WUWF News.